Hi, welcome to the Fantastic Forecast, episode 408. I'm Dave Elliott, and I don't like to go outside. I'm afraid of quicksand. I've lost so many loved ones because of quicksand. So dangerous. Today, Fantastic Four, 408, from January 1996. Unbeatable by Tom DeFalco and Paul Ryan. So Reed Richards is back, and he needs a shave and a haircut. Bad. After finding Reed in the distant past by the members of the FF, Sue, Ben, Kristoff, and Lijah the Skrull, along with the Submariner, who is not too pleased to find Reed, they have now been teleported to the future by Kristoff and his portable time machine. They're back in that robot village from 2 issues ago, and Kristoff wants to rescue Dr. Doom from the evil clutches of this super powerful, and perhaps unbeatable, Hyperstorm. We see that Namor isn't too keen on rescuing Dr. Doom either. Boy, he really did pick the wrong mission to go on with the FF, didn't he? Reed isn't too keen on facing Hyperstorm, saying that they don't have the strength to deal with him effectively. Sue tells him to relax, and Ben says they'll figure something out. Reed wants to go back to his lab at 4 Freedom's Plaza first, but Kristoff says he's not going back without his master, Dr. Doom. Reed wants to get weapons. Kristoff says they don't have time for that, and Hyperstorm is watching the FF on his big screen TV, and he's ready for the attack. And he's ready to attack by sending out the Destructoids. Killer robots that, you know, cause destruction. Next, he wants to check in on a couple of his other visitors, Nathaniel Richards, Reed's dad, and Zarko, the Tomorrow Man, whose mind is being controlled by Dr. Doom. They're in another room fighting off some of Hyperstorm's goons. Nathaniel taps into a nearby computer and learns, much to his surprise and dismay, that Hyperstorm has called out the Destructoids. Back in 1995, at FF headquarters, Johnny is pissed off to learn from Ant-Man that the FF have gone off on a mission to find Reed without him. Ant-Man Scott reminds Johnny, "You quit the team, remember?" They head to the time platform, and Scott's daughter, Cassie, says to Johnny that he shouldn't go. It might not be safe. He kisses her on the forehead and tells her, "Of course it won't be safe. That's why a guy like me gets to be called a hero." Cassie is swooning because Johnny kissed her, and Johnny gets on the time platform and Scott activates it. Back in that robot town in the future, the FF are wandering around, wondering why they haven't been attacked yet. But then they hear a loud noise, like something getting pulverized in the distance and getting closer. Sue orders Namor and Lijah to fly up and have a look, and then she turns to Reed and apologizes for taking the lead. Reed says it's okay. She's done just fine without him. I guess he hasn't read it the last couple of years of issues yet. Namor yells out for everyone to be ready. They're about to be ambushed. Next, the big Destructoid robots burst through the wall and attack. They start firing lasers, and Ben figures it's time to do some good old-fashioned clobbering. So everyone leaps into action, fighting the robots, but Namor gets a nasty laser blast in the chest, knocking him down to the ground. Sue uses an invisible platform to lift one of the robots up into the air, but he jumps off the platform back to the ground. I guess he's not as dumb as Sue was expecting. During the fighting, Kristoff decides, "Enough of this shit," and he sneaks away, off to find Dr. Doom by himself. Nathaniel and Dr. Doom / Zarko have found a big screen TV to watch the battle in Robot Town. Nathaniel wants to go help out his son, but Zarko wants none of that shit. So anyway, Zarko / Dr. Doom splits up with Nathaniel Richards. Doom is tired of being in Zarko's corpulent body, and he wants to get his real body back. Ben is getting tossed around by a Destructoid. When, guess who shows up? The Human Torch! And his fire powers are really only useful when fighting robots, so it's good timing. He melts the hand off a Destructoid, and he screams out, "Yahoo!" when he sees that Reed is still alive. Johnny has a million questions, but they have to wait until after the fight. And for the first time in a long time, there on one panel, the entire real Fantastic Four can be seen fighting side by side. Lijah is thinking to herself, "Johnny hasn't even glanced in my direction." Of course, at this moment, she's in the shape of a disgusting creature and not a hot young redhead or blonde, so of course Johnny isn't looking at her. Nathaniel flies in, telling Sue that she alone has the power to defeat the Destructoids. He tells her to use her force energy on the robots, the same way she used them to fight the big Celestial. Reed thinks to himself, They fought a celestial in my absence? I can't tell if he's impressed or jealous. Sue stops and concentrates. She focuses her invisible force field energy on the inside of the robots, expands the force fields, and bam, the robots explode. Reed is surprised by his wife's powers. I don't know if he's impressed, scared, or turned on. Sue says it's something that his dad taught her to do. So with the destructoids destructed, Hyperstorm shows up in person to finish the job himself. First, he zaps Sue, stunning her and knocking her to the ground. Reed starts swinging his big rubbery fist at Hyperstorm, yelling at him, telling him not to hurt his wife, and stop treating them like mindless playthings, and wondering why Hyperstorm just doesn't obliterate them immediately, since he could, if he wanted to. Back in the Citadel, Christoph goes over to where he saw Dr. Doom earlier, being held captive, but he's gone. Zarko is laying on the floor, unconscious. Dr. Doom walks up behind Christoph, puts on his mask, and asks him to come along as he goes to unleash his wrath on Hyperstorm. Hyperstorm is busy unleashing his wrath on the Fantastic Four, tossing Reed around like a rag doll. Elijah notices that Christoph is missing, like anyone cares. The sky lights up as Hyperstorm unleashes this powerful electromagnetic force, which is powers, he says, he gets from hyperspace. He orders the FF to get on their knees and bow before him, which seems unlikely. Back in the Citadel, Dr. Doom is hard at work, trying to devise something to save the Fantastic Four, which comes as a bit of a surprise to Christoph. Doom says that if anyone destroys the Fantastic Four, it's going to be him. Doom is creating a device similar to the one that he used to steal the powers of the Silver Surfer a long time ago. Doom has totally got a hard-on for Hyperstorm's powers. He wants that shit, and he plans to get it. And that seems plausible. He might do that. But that's it for now. That's the end of the issue. To be continued next time. So if you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. Look for my cute panda pictures on Instagram. Let's talk Barney the Dinosaur at Barney the Dinosaur message boards. And buy my ebook on classic Peruvian landscape architecture at Amazon.com. So long, kids. This podcast is over.
I've been drifting along in the same stale shoes. Loose ends, tying a noose in the back.